There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The NFC North looks to be the strongest division in football.
I'm starting to envision this like war of conversations because Ryan Poles likes to be aggressive around the deadline.
Keep shooting your shot.
Get Wani up in here.
He wants to talk about the election, he told me. He said, who do you think is going to win the election?
Tell him to walk down the hall to BBN.
He doesn't trust the polls.
I don't know if that's in our purview.
Hey, there's some people don't trust the polls either. You know, look at this roster he built. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That deserved a rim
shot. It really didn't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What's most important is that we stay united.
What many Americans believe will be the most consequential election in recent American history.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has been, you know?
Arnold Palmer was all man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Here's Chris Berman.
Election day tomorrow. Go out and vote no matter what the weather is. Make your voice heard. It's not only our duty, it's our privilege. Here we go with our fastest 3 minutes. Welcome to the soggy tundra of Lambeau Field.
Hey. Can I ask you a personal question?
What?
Who are you voting for?
Raymond Schneider.
You're voting for Raymond Schneider?
Yeah.
I have a proposition for you. I'm voting for Mayu. We kind of cancel each other out. You know, this line of, why don't we get the hell out of here?
I like it.
Huh? Yeah? Beautiful. Let's go.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome into the program. That man is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We have got you until 6 o'clock tonight. Chris Tannehill, Shane Reardon, the whole crew is here. Folks are active on the Twitch stream. We appreciate the mob for their love that they show us. We got a fun show for you. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 3 o'clock. He will be in studio here with me. Hopefully, I have the board set up so that it's going to work, because I do have some concerns about that.
Harkening back to the producer days as you work the technical aspect of the radio gig on multiple levels?
Yeah, you know how it is, man. You got to make sure the inputs are in the right place. And like our sister station is literally running at the same time. They just, engineers have made it so that I can use this studio to talk back to everyone there in Chicago. And I was talking with Cheyenne of the Gunner and Cheyenne Show, whose studio that I'm in, and I found out that she's a power lifter today.
Oh, really? Well, I've always been more of a Gunner guy, you know? Just because the way that show... Actually, I've never heard of the show or the people, but that's cool. You got a power lifter in your midst.
Yeah, she was helping me with, like, technique on deadlifts today, so... I mean, it's up. You can look. I said, is this public? Like, do people know that you're doing... Because I think she's, like, working towards the Olympics. So... If you look for Radio Cheyenne on Instagram, you can see like her journey and stuff, and she is out there throwing real weight around.
You're a man of two worlds, or maybe two and a half worlds, because Montreal gets added in. But like, you got a lot of Bears fans out there. People, whether they made the trip or whether they, just live out there with that Chicago vacation or snowbird destination thing. It was palpable on Sunday to see the stands as empty as they were at the end of that game. That left a mark on me visually.
People ran out at the third quarter. I think that, like you were saying yesterday, the people just had enough and they were not going to endure the fourth quarter of that game.
And they were right. And except they missed. They might have missed Caleb almost get hurt and, you know, damage his year and career because the coach left him in. But, yeah, it's a huge Bears presence out there that went out and left the game very upset. And everybody's still upset.
And maybe hoping that there would be some movement, Spiegs, on deadline day, that maybe the Bears would be a bit more active coming into this trade deadline. And it seems as if there's still time, but it seems as if they are not going to be active other than shedding Khalil Herbert and allowing him to go and get some playing time in Cincinnati.
This has felt like an incredibly active and interesting trade deadline season here in the NFL. I mean, some early moves with some of the wide receivers and then some more wide receiver moves. And then the flurry of activity today, Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. My goodness. Now they've replaced, Hutch with Za'Darius Smith. I already thought that they were probably the best team in the NFL. Now with a defensive end legit like that, I think they're definitely the best team in the NFL. The Commanders make a big buy with Marshawn Lattimore, four-time All-Pro cornerback. And it's like, my goodness, the storylines have changed in 2 weeks. So many dreams of Bears activity. We were talking Max Crosby and Myles Garrett and things like that and Za'Darius Smith. But then after that Commanders loss, everybody, you know, understandably was like, well, I don't know. And now after that thing in Arizona, making a buy and giving up a draft asset makes no sense to me at this point.
Today marks the midway point of the NFL season. And like for me to see that at the deadline, the Bears are not really going to be a player in this is, and something could change, but it's so disappointing for what I think a lot of us were wondering this, what this season would be. And you have to now think about is that a sign by them that they don't think that they can pull themselves kind of out of this tailspin that they're in, which is incredibly disappointing. When you see that other teams are saying, not only are we going to try to compete for our division, we're going to try and compete for our conference and to win it all.
Yeah, because these teams that are making these moves are making the moves to for a playoff push, but they're also making the moves envisioning utility for these players in the playoffs when obviously anything can happen. I mean, look,
it just feels bad, Spiegs.
Like it feels awful. It feels awful because we thought we were supposed to be a buyer. Thought we were supposed to be a buyer and feel like a buyer. And this deadline has proven to really, you know, be way more definitive than the NFL deadline usually feels in that regard, where everybody's kind of declaring themselves, unless you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're like delusionally saying, let's go out and get something when we're 3-7 and our quarterback is going on IR. But whatever.
Yeah, that whole thing.
They're strange. They're just strange. That's an outlier of context. Well, that whole thing.
When that is destroyed at the end of the season, the stories that are going to come out of Dallas are going to be fascinating. Maybe the stories here will also be fascinating, but that whole thing from the beginning of the season and NFL people wondering, were the announcements of the deals done strictly for PR at the beginning of the season? And did it cost you? It did financially. You would have saved money at Menards. You would have saved money by doing those deals earlier. But did you do it because you wanted the splash move the morning of the season beginning? And is that any way to run a football team?
Oh, man, it's so weird. You remember during the baseball season when the Cubs were like, in the first half of the year, it's like, oh, those Cubs are going to be a buyer. They're going to be a buyer. And those Mets, those are going to be a seller. The Mets will be a seller. Right. They played each other in a series, and it was like, wait, who's the buyer and who's the seller again? And then that thing completely flipped. Bears and Cardinals feels a little like that. A little like that. Because a few weeks ago, Buda Baker was in rumors. Shane was hot off the air. I mean, he's usually hot. He's hot everywhere. Let's be honest. But Shane was hot off the air.
It's the haircut.
But it's also like there's a svelte thing going on.
Yeah.
And dude can cook. He like can legit cook. It's just, it's a unique thing.
Let Shane cook.
Yeah, man.
That should be the name of his company. Well, instead of Shane's Meats, let Shane cook.
The meats are good though. You know, I don't want to deny the meats from their chance to exist. But the
we have the meats. Wait a minute.
get a big voice guy.
I think someone's already got that one.
Yeah, maybe get the dude from Archer to do some voiceover. Oh, wait a minute. He's already there.
He's already done that.
He baked a focaccia bread that looked like an American flag today. It's awesome.
I was commissioned for that. Yeah, we did rosemary clusters as the stars and then tomatoes as the halved cherry tomatoes as the red stripes.
Oh my God, that's lovely.
I tweeted it. It was pretty patriotic.
That is remarkable. This is a new lane.
It's all for people who voted for Jill Stein. I was very efficient in the kitchen with my energy use.
Or Brad Biggs. I was inundated with texts for Brad Biggs and his school board campaign. That was him, right? Oh, it was somebody else. It was Jessica Biggs. But either way, I was definitely inundated.
Jessica Biggs talks school board with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, you should keep listening to this show for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Gale Street Inn on Tuesday, November 12th. So next Tuesday, it's going to be hosted by Layla Rahimi with special guest Jalen Johnson.
Wait, where am I going?
That's what I'm laughing at. Yesterday, Jalen found out about this when I read
that
it
was
the first time.
Pretty hilarious. And he doesn't know Layla, but he's going to, and it's going to be awesome.
They're going to
enjoy delicious food and drinks while Jalen and Layla go hard with analysis on Chicago's football team. This event is proudly sponsored by TimberTech, Decking and Railing, and AARP. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. When you hear this,
it is miserable to watch.
I'm sorry, man.
Then you are prompted to call 312-540-0670.
Jalen.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about team meetings and if there's any faith that should be placed in meetings being had by teams, meaning the football team that you root for, because they keep having meetings. Does it mean anything? We shall discuss next here on The Score.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.